Well, hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth podcast. Today, I want to speak a wee word, simple word. It's called the amazing blood of Jesus. Yep, 1 Peter 1, 18 to 19. It says, as far as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation or lifestyle, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. We were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. And he was like a lamb without blemish, no fault in him, and without spot. The blood of Jesus. Yeah, I want to speak a few things about it today. I'll not keep you very long. I tell you, the blood of Jesus, what about it? It's redeeming blood. One of the most important things that we can come to is to understand the value of the blood of Jesus. Well, I think I do. No, but what I should say is we need to understand its value in God's eyes. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Sins can't be remitted without the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22. And the blood of Jesus has removed all our sins. It's therefore priceless and powerful. But what is it that gives the blood its power and value? Hey, if you listen for a minute, I'll tell you. It's because of whose blood it is. The blood of Jesus Christ is the blood of the God-man, he who is fully God and fully man. Christ's blood would not have been effective if he'd only been God. Why? Because God can't die. And the shedding of blood has to do with death. On the other hand, if Jesus had merely been a man, a good man, a decent man, a sinless man, his death would not have been effective. The death of one man, no matter how good a man, could save a multitude that no one could number. And being that Jesus is both God and man, we have a powerful and fully effective atonement. All for whom Christ died will be saved and in glory. As a sinless man, Jesus offered himself as our substitute. As God, he gave his power to ransom, save, and deliver all who believe in him. So understand this. It's not the blood in and of itself. Okay? Not the blood in and of itself that is the important part of our salvation. It is that it is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man. It is he who gives the blood its authority. Now notice in our text, Peter tells us that we have been redeemed. Now to be redeemed means we have been purchased. That was a commercial word from the ancient world. Redeemed means to have been purchased. This idea of redemption runs through the Bible. It even comes from the lips of the Master. Consider Mark 10:45, where he says, he came to give his life a ransom for many. Then in 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20, Paul, talking to believers, says, you are not your own. Boy, you are not your own. Why not? Because you are bought with a price. This means the child of God belongs to the Lord by right of purchase. And that means forever. No one was able to outbid the Lord for you. There was too much value and worth in the precious blood of Jesus. Now here's some more good news. He purchased us and we will never be offered for resale. Do you hear that? He purchased us and we will never be offered for resale. If you've been purchased by Jesus, by the precious blood, then you're not your own. You belong entirely to him. Jesus has bought and paid for everyone, every believer. That's who he's paid for, the believer. Everyone who trusts in his precious blood. In him and his precious blood. The blood is God's currency for redemption. Silver and gold, said Peter. Silver and gold have I none. He said that to the fella back in the book of Acts. Silver and gold is the world's currency. And there wasn't enough silver and gold in the universe to buy us back. Only the blood of Jesus could make that purchase. And hell has no power or weapon to resist the precious blood of Jesus. You may feel that Satan has you in your grip. God bless you. But if you flee to Jesus, flee to the refuge of Jesus, no power of hell can stop or enslave you. Another thing I want to say about the blood of Jesus. It says in 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light and he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus has cleansing power. Did you know that sin is a plague? God hates it. God abhors it. Sin is filthy in his sight, and it must be washed. It must be removed. We must be made clean. How can we do it? How can I have my iniquities washed away? I don't know how I can do it. Well, do you know how? It's in Christ. That's where it happens. We have our iniquities washed away, and thus we have eternal life. And we sometimes forget that the greatest thing in the world is to be accepted by God. Yeah, we find that acceptance because our sins were dealt with at the cross. And everyone who's repented and trusted in Jesus enjoys the grace of forgiveness. He is wonderful. Hey, it's through the blood of Jesus that sin is cleansed. Whether it's the sin of murder, adultery, hypocrisy, lying, thieving, slander, gossip, or whatever the sin. There is power and authority in the blood of Jesus to cleanse that sin. Cleanse that sin with the blood and take it away. When the blood of Jesus cleanses us, we are fully cleansed. Now, I don't care what kind of life you have lived. I don't care what depth of sin you've fallen into. If you really want to be cleansed, there is power and authority in the blood of Jesus. No matter what your offense is. Oh, but I have not. No matter what your offense is, no matter how deeply rooted they are, the blood of Christ calls out. Do you want to know what it calls out? It calls out this, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Did you know the blood of Jesus is the number one hit song in heaven? Oh yeah, they put their own charts there. Yeah, the blood of Jesus is the number one hit song. And it's been number one in the top of the charts in heaven for 2,000 years. And there's no song to match it. There's no song to replace it. You know, I don't know what the music to the song is. Even if I did, I wouldn't try to sing it to you. But I do know the words. I've heard the words. Yeah. They're found in Revelation 1:5. And it says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. It's a great song. The number one song in heaven. It's all about Jesus. The only people, however, who can sing this song are people who have believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have been washed in the blood. So here, listen, let me ask you a wee personal question. You ready? Do you know what it is to be cleansed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You say, preacher, that's old-fashioned talk. We don't talk about those things anymore. You don't? Well, heaven does. I know, preacher, we're more enlightened now that we have gone forward. Oh, listen to me, man. You haven't gone forward. You've gone back. But I'm going to continue with this about the blood. The blood of Jesus, the third thing it does is it preserves us Do you remember the dreadful night, reading about it, the dreadful night when the death angel went across the country of Egypt and killed the firstborn in every house? You can find that in Exodus chapter 12. Oh, there was a woeful cry went up across the land, and the firstborn of every house was slain, from Pharaoh's palace to the servant's shack. Death had struck. And there were some houses, however, and the death angel couldn't even get into them. Couldn't enter them. No. They were protected. Well, why? Were they better than their neighbors? No. Were they holier than their neighbor? No. Were they churchgoers? No. Well, what preserved them? I'll tell you what it was. Would you like to hear? I'll tell you what it was. It was the blood stains on the lintel and the two side posts of the door. That was, listen, the Lord had promised. The promise of the Lord made to the Israelites was, he said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." God's death angel didn't come into a home that was covered with the blood. "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Hey, listen. Are you a believer? You are? Great! Have you ever thought to thank the Lord for his blood? Have you ever done that? Oh, no, I haven't done that, but how many times a day should I do it? Now, quit making laws about grace. There's no law about how many times you should do that. But we have been redeemed by blood. Now our response is gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Do you ever say that to him? Thank you, Jesus. You've cleansed me with your blood. You've preserved me with your blood. You've protected me with your blood. I'm going to bring this to an end by saying the blood of Jesus has many enemies today. That's right. Preachers don't preach about it. Christians aren't thrilled about it, do they? Say, "Oh, you're always on about the blood." Ooh. We are told by our critics that we have a slaughterhouse religion. Does that offend you, Brother Miles? No, it doesn't offend me one little bit, because Isaiah prophesied of Jesus. He said he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Yeah. Listen, there's no true Christianity without the blood. We have a blood-stained faith. We have a blood-stained book. Why all this blood? Because the wages of sin is death. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Oh, the wages of sin is death. What a penalty. Who could pay such a fine? Well, I know who could. The only one who could. His name is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. He only could pay the fine of death and then live again to ensure that all for whom he died would be brought to glory. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. One night at the gospel meeting, there was a young skeptic who confronted a gospel preacher, saying, "You preachers are always going on about the load of sin and how non-saved people have to carry it. Well, preacher, let me ask you, just how heavy is this load of sin? Is it 10 pounds? 20 pounds? 40 pounds? Well, how heavy is it? I've never personally, myself, I," he says to the preacher, "I've never felt it myself." And the preacher paused for a moment and said, "Look, if I take 400 pounds and place it on a corpse, would the corpse feel the load?" "Well, no, of course not. He's dead," said the young fellow. "That's right," said the preacher. "He feels nothing. And in the same way, if the soul has never felt a load of sin, we must therefore conclude him to be spiritually dead. Wow. Great answer. Listen to me. If you don't realize that you're a sinner and that your sins separate you from God, you will never know the saving power of the blood of Jesus. There's no other way to God than through Jesus. And he said with all authority, I am the way. He is the one who went to the cross and shed his blood for his people. From him comes all our security, not our performance. From him comes our security and cleansing. Oh, may you trust him today. Oh, look, there'll be good people, kind people, nice people who'll stand before God on Judgment Day and expect to get into heaven. But he will say, depart from me. I never knew you. Well, can I summarize that? It's because they weren't washed in the blood. What will he say to you? Are you washed in the blood? Have you accepted Christ's deliverance? If you're rejecting the blood, you're rejecting Christ and his deliverance. The blood is redeeming and it's cleansing and it's preserving. And that is the gospel truth today. Hey, listen, if I can help you spiritually, email me, Miles, that's M-I-L-E-S, miles@milesmckee.com. Yeah, if you want to talk. Talk about the Lord. miles@milesmckee.com. Also, if you want to subscribe to our weekly, it's not a newsletter, it's not even a devotional. It's called the Wednesday Word, but it's packed full of gospel truth. Talking about being packed full of gospel truth, one of my Facebook pages, Gospel Truth, !, is packed full of gospel goodies every day. If you, by the way, I didn't finish my thought on the Wednesday Word. If you want to get a copy of it, it's free. Just email me and put subscribe on the subject bar. Okay, until next time, may the Lord bless you, prosper you, keep you, and he will. And that's the gospel truth. Well, hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth podcast. Today I want to speak a wee word, simple word. It's called the amazing blood of Jesus. Yep, 1 Peter 1:18-19, it says, as far as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation or lifestyle, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. We were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. And he was like a lamb without blemish, no fault in him, and without spot. The blood of Jesus. Yeah, I want to speak a few things about it today. I'll not keep you very long. I tell you, the blood of Jesus, what about it? It's redeeming blood. One of the most important things that we can come to is to understand the value of the blood of Jesus. Well, I think I do. No, but what I should say is we need to understand its value in God's eyes. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Sins can't be remitted without the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22. And the blood of Jesus has removed all our sins. It's therefore priceless and powerful. But what is it that gives the blood its power and value? Hey, if you listen for a minute, I'll tell you. It's because of whose blood it is. The blood of Jesus Christ is the blood of the God-man, he who is fully God and fully man. Christ's blood would not have been effective if he'd only been God. Why? Because God can't die. And the shedding of blood has to do with death. On the other hand, if Jesus had merely been a man, a good man, a decent man, a sinless man, his death would not have been effective. The death of one man, no matter how good a man, could save a multitude that no one could number. And being that Jesus is both God and man, we have a powerful and fully effective atonement. All for whom Christ died will be saved and in glory. As a sinless man, Jesus offered himself as our substitute. As God, he gave his power to ransom, save, and deliver all who believe in him. So understand this. It's not the blood in and of itself. Okay? Not the blood in and of itself that is the important part of our salvation. It is that it is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man. It is he who gives the blood its authority. Now notice in our text, Peter tells us that we have been redeemed. Now to be redeemed means we have been purchased. That was a commercial word from the ancient world. Redeemed means to have been purchased. This idea of redemption runs through the Bible. It even comes from the lips of the Master. Consider Mark 10:45, where he says, he came to give his life a ransom for many. Then in 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20, Paul, talking to believers, says, you are not your own. Boy, you are not your own. Why not? Because you are bought with a price. This means the child of God belongs to the Lord by right of purchase. And that means forever. No one was able to outbid the Lord for you. There was too much value and worth in the precious blood of Jesus. Now here's some more good news. He purchased us and we will never be offered for resale. Do you hear that? He purchased us and we will never be offered for resale. If you've been purchased by Jesus, by the precious blood, then you're not your own. You belong entirely to him. Jesus has bought and paid for everyone, every believer. That's who he's paid for, the believer. Everyone who trusts in his precious blood. In him and his precious blood. The blood is God's currency for redemption. Silver and gold, said Peter, silver and gold have I none. He said that to the fellow back in the book of Acts. Silver and gold is the world's currency. And there wasn't enough silver and gold in the universe to buy us back. Only the blood of Jesus could make that purchase. And hell has no power or weapon to resist the precious blood of Jesus. You may feel that Satan has you in your grip. God bless you. But if you flee to Jesus, flee to the refuge of Jesus, no power of hell can stop or enslave you. Another thing I want to say about the blood of Jesus. It says in 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light and he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus has cleansing power. Did you know that sin is a plague? God hates it. God abhors it. Sin is filthy in his sight and it must be washed. It must be removed. We must be made clean. How can we do it? How can I have my iniquities washed away? I don't know how I can do it. Well, do you know how? It's in Christ. That's where it happens. We have our iniquities washed away, and thus we have eternal life. And we sometimes forget that the greatest thing in the world is to be accepted by God. Yeah, we find that acceptance because our sins were dealt with at the cross. And everyone who's repented and trusted in Jesus enjoys the grace of forgiveness. He is wonderful. Hey, it's through the blood of Jesus that sin is cleansed. Whether it's the sin of murder, adultery, hypocrisy, lying, thieving, slander, gossip, or whatever the sin. There is power and authority in the blood of Jesus to cleanse that sin. Cleanse that sin with the blood and take it away. When the blood of Jesus cleanses us, we are fully cleansed. Now, I don't care what kind of life you have lived. I don't care what depth of sin you've fallen into. If you really want to be cleansed, there is power and authority in the blood of Jesus. No matter what your offenses, oh, but I have not. No, no matter what your offenses, no matter how deeply rooted they are, the blood of Christ calls out. Do you want to know what it calls out? It calls out this: though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Did you know the blood of Jesus is the number one hit song in heaven? Oh yeah, they put their own charts there. Yeah, the blood of Jesus is the number one hit song. And it's been number one in the top of the charts in heaven for 2,000 years. And there's no song to match it. There's no song to replace it. You know, I don't know what the music to the song is. Even if I did, I wouldn't try to sing it to you. But I do know the words. I've heard the words. Yeah, they're found in Revelation 1:5. And it says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. It's a great song. The number one song in heaven. It's all about Jesus. The only people, however, who can sing this song are people who have believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, those who have been washed in the blood. So here, listen, let me ask you a wee personal question. Are you ready? Do you know what it is to be cleansed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You say, preacher, that's old-fashioned talk. We don't talk about those things anymore. You don't? Well, heaven does. I know, preacher, we're more enlightened now that we have gone forward. Oh, listen to me, man. You haven't gone forward. You've gone back. But I'm going to continue with this about the blood. The blood of Jesus, the third thing it does is it preserves us. Do you remember the dreadful night, reading about it, the dreadful night when the death angel went across the country of Egypt and killed the firstborn in every house? You can find that in Exodus chapter 12. Oh, there was a woeful cry went up across the land, and the firstborn of every house was slain from Pharaoh's palace to the servant's shack. Death had struck. And there were some houses, however, and the death angel couldn't even get into them. Couldn't enter them. No. They were protected. Why? Were they better than their neighbors? No. Were they holier than their neighbor? No. Were they churchgoers? No. Well, what preserved them? I'll tell you what it was. Would you like to hear? I'll tell you what it was. It was the blood stains on the lintel and the two side posts of the door. That was, listen, the Lord had promised. The promise of the Lord made to the Israelites was, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. God's death angel didn't come into a home that was covered with the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hey, listen. Are you a believer? You are? Great! Have you ever thought to thank the Lord for his blood? Have you ever done that? Oh, no, I haven't done that. But how many times a day should I do it? Now, quit making laws about grace. There's no law about how many times you should do that. But we have been redeemed by blood. Now our response is gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Do you ever say that to him? Thank you, Jesus. You have cleansed me with your blood. You've preserved me with your blood. You've protected me with your blood. I'm going to bring this to an end by saying the blood of Jesus has many enemies today. That's right. Preachers don't preach about it. Christians aren't thrilled about it. They say, oh, you're always on about the blood. Ooh. We are told by our critics that we have a slaughterhouse religion. Does that offend you, Brother Miles? No, it doesn't offend me one little bit, because Isaiah prophesied of Jesus. He said he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Yeah, yeah. Listen, there's no true Christianity without the blood. We have a blood-stained faith. We have a blood-stained book. Why all this blood? Because the wages of sin is death. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Oh, the wages of sin is death. What a penalty. Who could pay such a fine? Well, I know who could. The only one who could. His name is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. He only could pay the fine of death and then live again to ensure that all for whom he died would be brought to glory. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. One night at the gospel meeting, there was a young skeptic who confronted a gospel preacher saying, you preachers are always going on about the load of sin and how non-saved people have to carry it. Well, preacher, let me ask you, just how heavy is this load of sin? Is it 10 pounds? 20 pounds? 40 pounds? Well, how heavy is it? I've never personally, he says to the preacher, I've never felt it myself. And the preacher paused for a moment and said, look, if I take 400 pounds and place it on a corpse, would the corpse feel the load? Well, no, of course not. He's dead, said the young fellow. That's right, said the preacher. He feels nothing. And in the same way, if the soul has never felt a load of sin, we must therefore conclude him to be spiritually dead. Wow. Great answer. Listen to me. If you don't realize that you're a sinner and that your sins separate you from God, you will never know the saving power of the blood of Jesus. There's no other way to God than through Jesus. And he said with all authority, I am the way. He is the one who went to the cross and shed his blood for his people. From him comes all our security, not our performance. From him comes our security and cleansing. Oh, may you trust him today. Oh, look, there'll be good people, kind people, nice people who'll stand before God on Judgment Day and expect to get into heaven. But he will say, depart from me. I never knew you. Can I summarize that? It's because they weren't washed in the blood. What will he say to you? Are you washed in the blood? Have you accepted Christ's deliverance? If you're rejecting the blood, you're rejecting Christ and his deliverance. The blood is redeeming and it's cleansing and it's preserving. And that is the gospel truth today. Hey, listen, if I can help you spiritually, email me, Miles, that's M-I-L-E-S, miles@milesmckee.com. Yeah, if you want to talk about the Lord, miles@milesmckee.com. Also, if you want to subscribe to our weekly It's not a newsletter. It's not even a devotional. It's called the Wednesday Word, but it's packed full of gospel truth. Talking about being packed full of gospel truth, one of my Facebook pages, Gospel Truth, !, is packed full of gospel goodies every day. If that, by the way, I didn't finish my thought on the Wednesday Word. If you want to get a copy of it, it's free. Just email me and put subscribe on the subject bar. Okay, until next time, may the Lord bless you, prosper you, keep you, and He will. And that's the gospel truth.